Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
I know that's right. And you are too.
It's our anniversary. So we've been getting lucky this morning.
Ooh, happy anniversary, beautiful.
I'm just joking about that. We're lucky all the time. But we are celebrating how many years?
18 years.
18 years. You're so much better at keeping track of that than I am.
18 years married, 20 together.
I thought today we might talk about love. Because love is one of the most important components to living lucky. Because it's energy.
It is truly energy. Like when you think about falling in love, when you think about that first initial contact and bond.
Why do we call it falling in love? We should, because it feels like you're elevating.
Like climbing into love.
You're elevating into love, right? You're not falling.
But I think sometimes it feels like it's not controllable.
Oh, okay.
Like you don't have any, what is it called?
Discipline?
It just happens. Like, it feels like it just happens, but I don't know that it does just happen. Because when you mentioned that, falling into love, I was like, I feel like every morning I get to wake up and I get to choose, do I want to love fully and love, just let it kind of just run into me and out of me all day long?
I'm so glad you went there. Let's talk about this, because I have had lunch. I like to go out with my friends, either for coffee or lunch or brunch. And it feels to me like several of them have said in the last couple months, I feel like my heart has hardened.
Mm. Wow.
And as we get older, we start to shut down our heart, and our heart is connected to love. Yes. Love is the highest vibration.
It is the highest vibration.
And for some reason, as we go through life, sometimes when we get hurt or we experience disappointment, we start building a wall.
Yes.
And we start hardening our heart. There's that song.
Gonna harden my heart.
Yeah, I knew you'd be able to break it out.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts about that?
So I believe that hardening your heart is just it's one of those things where
it's a protective mechanism.
It is a protective mechanism, but it's almost like you mentioned building fences, or maybe you didn't. Maybe I just heard it.
Because I said a wall.
Okay, so I envisioned building this protective fence around me. Well, if I have this protective fence around me, then it blocks communication and connection from people.
Yes.
And what we don't, so we're like, I want love, but.
Yes.
And the butt negates everything.
It's kind of like, leave me alone. Why doesn't anybody care about me?
Yeah.
And like, we're sending out mixed signals, not only to the universe, but to the people around us. And I mean, it's all energy. It is all energy. And sometimes our energy gets chaotic and confused because it is complex. And there are a lot of different levels, and there are a lot of different emotions.
And I think part of that is when we get our heart broken, quote unquote heartbroken, or get disappointed, is we're staying on the surface of it. But it feels like we're deep in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense at all, because we're not looking for, well, what is this telling me that I really want? Like, what is this telling me that I really want to create, and what I felt like I might have been missing? And I feel like I learned a lot about love from my papa, my granddad.
Papa is his grandpa.
And
the one that always woke up and said, boy, do I have enthusiasm.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so funny that you brought that up, because it was when I met your papa that I knew I had completely fallen in love with you.
Oh, I love it. Well,
isn't that crazy?
Well, I feel like he loved fully and loved every day and really loved everything about the day. And Papa didn't have an easy life.
And he loved being married. What I loved was how he loved his wife. And when I saw that, there was something, I just saw you in him. I saw him in you. And I was like, that's what I want.
That's what I've been looking for.
Yes.
And that's what I feel like. It actually feels good to love like that. When you can, but you, the part of that is you have to fill up with love. Like you have to love yourself, love, just feel the love flowing into you, and it allows the love to just flow out of you and let go of the expectation, I think.
I feel like I cut you off. You were saying that you learned the most from love from him.
Yeah.
The most about love and from him.
But I think it was because he didn't have those fences, didn't have the walls up. And he also felt loved. Like he just assumed, he looked at life through the lens of love.
Oh my gosh. Ding, ding, ding. Can you repeat that? When we look through life through the lens, when we look at life through the lens of love.
Then you get to assume that everything is working for you, that everyone is doing, like people are doing the best that they can towards your connection with them and towards the love in the environment.
And think about it. When somebody is looking through the lens of love, then as an outsider, you feel like you can show up a little more authentically and raw. You're not filtering what you say because you know that underneath there's always an intention of love.
And good, yes. Absolutely.
And you know that you're giving love, you know that you're receiving love, and it really does lower the defense mechanisms.
Oh, defense.
D-E-F-E-N-S-E, defense.
I'm thinking like defense. Remove the fence.
Oh, I never thought of it that way. Oh my gosh. Sometimes we talk out these topics and we have little insights as we go. So that's really fun. Are you crying right now?
No, it's my ocular rosacea. It's just something happened over the last couple of days and it's just gone insane.
What, do we need to get you to an eye doctor?
No, I need to go back to my daily therapy routine for my eyes.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. They look rough. You're crying right now.
Well, they've been watering, which is good, but they are also dry, which is not good, which is just like an oxymoron. But I love them.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we need to love your eyes. Love our body. Love ourselves.
Yeah, and it's a... There's an option. We have an opportunity to look at life through the lens of love. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like sunglasses. You choose to put them on or not.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if you brought that up just out of accident, but I got these new eyeglasses and they're just reading glasses. That's all they are. I just buy the little cheap ones off of Amazon, but they are so clean. And
clear.
I didn't realize how scratched the other ones had become.
Right?
And it's like not until you put on a new pair or you really stop and clean the old ones, or that you realize, wow, I've been looking at life through
a scratched up filter. Yeah. It's crazy.
And so when you say the lens of love, that is really hitting home for me because I feel, as my friends at Coffee have been telling me, that as we go through life, our heart starts to harden a little bit. And Joe Dispenza always talks about the heart and brain coherence.
Mm.
And when your heart and your brain can be as one, then you become connected to the unified field. And I take it a step further. I feel that it's not only your heart space, but your brain space. But I feel if you can really...
Your spiritual space.
Connect into your divine self, your soul, like your soul. And I always point to my gut when I say that. My soul.
It's deep in there.
Yes. And when you can align all of those selves... Or energy fields.
Yes, those
then
beings.
It feels like you're living in this vortex of luck. And the right people will start coming into your space, the right opportunities, the right aura.
Yeah, and I think part of that is just...
It's love. It's love. That is the common denominator.
That's the stew that comes out is love. And when you're loving everything, there's this beauty. It's a creationism.
Oh my gosh. You say that. So I have this artist that I am obsessed with right now. Her name is Yayoi Kusama.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. If I mispronounce that, I so greatly apologize. I've bought all of her books and I've been watching her documentary, and she prays for love every day. Every day she prays for love. And her life story has been one that, like your papa, it hasn't been an easy life for her, but she has reached this frequency and it is now coming out in her art. And she's an older woman now. She's been an artist her whole life, but it's not until now that she's reached this frequency of love in her life.
It's a creationism.
That her art is taking people by storm, and she's actually, I think, the highest paid female artist in the world right now. But every day she prays for love.
Well, think about it. When you're around someone that just loves fully, loves genuinely, is very authentic in love, it also feels good. We talk all the time about energy being contagious.
Yes.
You want to be around these people. You want to almost pour into it so you can have a taste of what they're experiencing, you know? And why wouldn't, if you got a chance to choose living in that filter, looking through that lens of love and creation out of love and just experiencing love all the time, why wouldn't you expect other people to come in and want to be part of that atmosphere?
One last thing I want to add is she claims that once she really started reaching that love frequency, her art started coming out differently.
Hmm.
And so just think about that. When your insides, when you're thinking, feeling love, you do show up differently.
You express differently.
You express differently.
You don't expect to get orange juice out of a lemon. What's inside is going to come out.
Which I believe is why gratitude journals are so important.
Yes.
Because every day then you start concentrating on what you love, what you're grateful for. And
focus
it all comes
goes,
back
energy
down.
Flows.
It all comes back to love.
I love you. Happy anniversary. I love it.
Thanks for joining us. I hope this helped someone out there. If not, I hope it just raised your vibration.
Yeah, just try. Looking through the lens of love doesn't sound comfortable to you, just try it on like a costume. Try it on like an outfit and just see how it changes the experience of the day.
And I also think just having the awareness of how we are showing up, how we are viewing life.
Yeah, and asking, am I looking at this through the lens of love or am I looking at this through the lens of I might get hurt?
Ooh.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.